There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
This is The Joe Gaither Show on BamaCentral.com.
Good afternoon. Good morning. Good morning, Tuscaloosa. How are we doing today? I've been up for a while. I got up at like 5:30, so I've been up. So good afternoon, Tuscaloosa, for me. Welcome in. It's Monday. It is The Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central, BamaCentral.com. Having a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun in the Derek Daniel State Farm Studios. You follow us. You watch the show on the Bama Central YouTube channel, on the Bama Central Facebook page. You follow the show at JoeGaither6 on your favorite social media machine. You listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon. We appreciate everybody who checks out the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central each and every weekday, shares it with a friend, leaves a comment, like, subscribe, reviews, all that good stuff. Any interaction is good interaction. We appreciate you guys for being a part of the show. We're live in the Derek Daniel State Farm Studios. We're going to have a lot of fun today, really recapping the weekend, recapping the NFL draft, recapping where all the Alabama players ended up. Are you happy that Jalen Milrow is on the West Coast? Will you be tuning into the Seahawks games, looking for those special packages that, was it, Mike McDonald? He's a second-year coach out there in Seattle. So we'll talk about all of those fits in the NFL draft today. We really got to talk about the transfer portal being closed. Was it Mike McDonald?
It was.
Yes. Old McDonald had the farm. There we go. We'll talk about the transfer portal today and the fact that nobody, it's wild. Nobody went into the transfer portal. No scholarship players for Alabama football went into the transfer portal. That's going to be heavy on our topic list today. We've got a voicemail from Dax that we want to play. You can call and leave us a voicemail just like Dax at 205-462-7340, extension 800. So we've got a huge show ahead of us because the weekend was just so much content, so much information. So we're gonna have a lot of fun. We're here with Theo Fernandez. Looks like we are each and every Monday. You follow Theo Fernandez at Theo Fernandez underscore on the Twitter machine, and he is so happy that his team did not draft Shedeur Sanders. He's here rocking the Giants jersey, so I'm just going to get out of the way, let you gloat about the Giants draft a little bit. And Eli Manning 8? No.
No, this is Daniel Jones.
Oh,
this is Danny Dimes. Joe, does the day, September 10th, 2023, hold any significance?
No.
That is the last day that I have been able to leave my house and wear a New York Football Giants jersey out in public without feeling any kind of resentment.
Eli was 10. Yeah. Okay.
That's the next. I got to get an Eli.
Yeah. You're good. Keep going.
Because I'm covering Alabama soccer. We're playing UNC. I'm sitting right next to Will Miller. It's a big game. So I'm not watching the Giants. I'm being a responsible sports writer. And Will shows me his computer screen on ESPN. Shows the Cowboys are up 7-0, 3 minutes into the game.
Oh, I think I remember this now. Go ahead.
And what happens that day?
You had a huge game.
We lose 40-0.
Oh, no.
So I wake up that morning. Yeah, we're going back to the playoffs. Daniel Jones is breaking out. He'll be a pro. I was delusional. And when I saw that 7-0 on the screen, I knew it was going to be a long season. It's been a long two seasons. We're like 9-25 over the last 2 years. It's been bad. But I am back. We are back. We had, for the first time in my life, a draft, or even just any kind of move that the whole NFL universe agrees with, really no doubt that we nailed it. And I have not felt that feeling of pride as a Giants fan in a long time.
What's it going to take for you to get a Cam Scatabu jersey over Jackson Dart?
You see, that's an interesting one.
You know he's going to get cut. That's not going to be an NFL running back.
There's Cam Scatabu is a freak. He is an absolute menace. And you look at just, that is one of the most superhuman efforts I've ever seen in a game, that ASU-Texas game. Superhuman. Anybody with the ability to play to that level, with that intensity, that is a guy I want on my football team. And yeah, realistically, okay, third round running back or fourth round running back, probably not going to be on the team the longest time. That's just the nature of running backs right now. I guarantee you that that pick will be impactful, that him and Tyrone Tracy will be a great backfield for us. And
guarantee? Pretty, cool. All right, then, man. You just said
I'm already struggling to remember who used to wear number 26 for us. So I just, that's all in the past now. That's all in the past. We are back. And Abdul Carter, Lawrence Taylor didn't give up 56 for him, which, come on, man. Why are you even asking for 50? Come on. It doesn't matter. He is going to be a stud. Look at our defense. All four times we've won Super Bowls.
Oh, my gosh.
This defense is going to be at those levels.
When did we fly up to New York and start broadcasting in the Meadowlands?
I don't care. I need all of our Tuscaloosa audience to know that your days of getting to point at Giants fans and laugh, and they're all like, look at those Yankees from up. That's done.
Who points at Giants fans around here? You're not even on our radar. I'm sorry.
I go to a campus with a lot of people from Philadelphia.
Yeah, out-of-towners.
And I'm sorry.
Bunch of out-of-towners.
But it's gotten on my nerves a very long time.
Yeah, all you foreigners coming in to invade Alabama.
We're here. We are here to stay. And you guys are going to have to deal with me wearing my Giants jerseys out and me laughing at all y'all's inferior pro teams.
You play in the NFC East. The only reason that the NFC East gets so much play is because it's Philadelphia, Dallas, New York, Washington, these major media markets. But the NFC East is a terrible division. It has been a terrible division unless you have the one team that wins the Super Bowl, which has happened frequently. But more often than not, the division is awful. Last year, the division was not good outside of Philly. I know you're going to say Washington. Washington was a pretender. Washington was not good. The NFC was not really that great. The NFC East is a terrible division.
Here is the difference. You're talking NFC North.
The only reason that y'all get any pub is because you're in the biggest media markets.
Historic division in sports. Your NFC North, what, two Super Bowls in the past 34 years? And both of those came from the Packers. Like, no other division consistently wins Super Bowls the way that we do.
But the opposite end of it. Like, you also have the stinkiest parts over the last 20 years.
Nobody cares about that. What do people remember? They remember Super Bowls. What do? We win Super Bowls. And
you
the
don't
Giants
really have
been
any,
winning one.
You don't really have any arguments with the Giants fans because it's like literally once a decade. All right, great. Good for you.
Win one every decade.
But like the other 8 years?
That doesn't matter. 86, yes. 91, yes. 07, yes. 2011, yes. 2028, yes.
So like I don't really have anything to say, but like you're just massively inflated because you play in these media markets. The Eagles, outside of the last couple of years, like you went from the Andy Reid Eagles to
the Chip Kelly Eagles.
Right. And of course you get Philly special, Jacksonville Jaguars coach now.
Peterson,
all right. So like you have the just the inconsistent. The division's always been inconsistent. The Commanders have been poop forever.
The and Cowboys, I pray that they will continue.
The Cowboys, I mean, not good for a long, long time. Just good enough to get your hopes up. And
which I love. That's one of my favorite parts of every January, watching the Cowboys get eliminated. But they're going to be the one. Like they're not going to win one again.
I've never bought into the NFC East hype because you're only in massive media markets. That's the only reason why you're on ESPN. Not because you're good. Not because you're good.
We have history that 24 of the NFL teams would trade for any of the NFC.
I wish you would flip history. This on me. The only reason I wish you would flip this on me, but you're not thinking this way because it's still so early.
Let's hear it.
The only reason that the Bears ever get mentioned is because they're in the number three media market in the country.
I was, you see, you guys weren't even on my radar. Exactly. I had no thoughts of the Chicago Bears.
Exactly.
Ben Johnson, even in my head.
Oh man. All right. We need to turn this to Alabama and we'll give you a lot more time to gloat about your Giants draft. Absolutely.
I've got it but all on my system.
I want to just give you one more serve up because the last time that the people heard from me was on Friday and we had already reacted to Tyler Booker and to Jihad Campbell. So myself and Mason Woods reacted to the first round. My next contribution to this conversation will be in the second, third, fourth rounds all the way through. I'm going to get out of the way. Just your Thursday night with Tyler Booker at 12 to your division rival and Jihad Campbell at 31 to your division rival.
I hate Howie Roseman. I hate Howie Roseman with a passion. And I hate the fact that GMs continue to let the best player available always fall to him. How is Jihad
Campbell? Why didn't y'all take him at 26 then? Best player available.
Because we got what we need. Don't even start with that. How does Campbell fall that far? I just don't get it. I look at him and I see an instant contributor. And I hate that that instant contribution is going to come with the Philadelphia Eagles. As for Booker, he's going to be a stud. I was watching that draft with JD Zaza, a guy many of you know. And he was over the wall, enthusiastic to a level I rarely see Cowboys fans about Tyler Booker. And you look at all the stuff he said post-draft, like, they might have just replaced Zach Martin just like that. That's what it feels like. I feel like he's going to give us headaches for the next decade. I feel like that's one of the safest picks and one that, for one, no one can say anything negative about Dallas's draft because of that. So, unfortunately, my two division rivals both got studs. Both got guys that I was really looking forward to getting a root for in the NFL. That becomes a lot harder now, but I will certainly appreciate the fact that they will be out there contributing and playing very high level football.
All right. So round one is over. We go into round two and three and everybody's talking Jalen Milroe. And well, all of us were talking Jalen Milroe. Everybody else was talking Shedeur. Why isn't Shedeur Sanders gone? Oh, my gosh. We'll get into that here in a minute, Theo, but we need to give the people the Jalen Milroe juice right here. Jalen Milroe drafted 92 overall, the third round pick by the Seattle Seahawks. Old McDonald has a farm, drafts him to sit next to, behind, beside Sam Darnold. Now, DK Metcalf still in the building, right? No, he got traded to the Patriots.
No, he's
still in the building.
No, he got traded to Pittsburgh.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You're right. So they don't have any receivers at all. Tyler Lockett gone.
It's just Smith and Jigba.
JSN. Wow. Oh. All right, Jalen. Take a redshirt year, brother. Take a redshirt year while the Seahawks don't have any pass catchers. They still have Kenneth Walker, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They have Walker.
Do they have another running back that I'm not thinking of? I'm going to introduce you to a website if you haven't found it yet. Ourlads.com. Ourlads.com, spacebar Seahawks, and go right there. Okay, so you didn't follow my instructions. It would have taken you straight to it. Ourlads.com, spacebar Seahawks.
Do I need like a backslash or something?
Our lads.
I'll find it.
Seahawks.
So here we go. They drafted Gray Zabel, left guard. So we're upgrading our offensive line here. Zach Charbonnet, that's the name I couldn't think of. This is a terrible team.
Yes.
Jalen, you got drafted to, I mean, I'm happy you got drafted. Very, very happy you got drafted. But now that I'm looking at this depth chart, this is an awful, awful depth chart. You've got Cooper Kupp in from the Rams. Great. Okay. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, hands like bricks, feet like rockets. Jackson Smith and Jigba, that's a good wide receiver. I think Cooper's a good wide receiver, too, Cooper but maybe just on the backside of his gas tank. Ooh, yeah. This is not a good offense. You're going into a quarterback room with Drew Lock and with Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, I like from last year, but still reckless. Drew Lock, same thing, reckless. Theo, how many games? Okay, yeah. Does Jalen Milroe start a game this year due to injury or poor quarterback play for the Seattle Seahawks?
Well, I think that. We've talked a lot about Jalen Miller, and we have our differing views on what he can do in the NFL, and that's irrelevant to this conversation because at the end of the day, I think that Milroe falling to the third round may have been one of the better things that could happen to him. Because he comes in, as everyone knows, like everyone kind of has the view of high risk, high reward.
Sure.
When you fall out of the first round and when you become a day two pick, a lot of that risk kind of disappears.
1,000%.
There's no pressure from ownership or the front office to see immediate results from this guy. You also invested $100 million into Sam Darnold. I think things would have to go absolutely catastrophic.
I'm talking injury. I don't think Sam Darnold's going to play poor enough to open the door for either of these two guys.
With that being said, I think he'll play poorly enough for them to enter the offseason thinking Milroe's the guy. And what do you remember about the 2017 Vikings?
That was 8 years ago, right, Theo? So
they had a very unique quarterback season. They had a guy that came kind of out of nowhere and played Pro Bowl level football. A guy by the name of Case Keenum.
Okay.
Came in, 22 touchdowns, 7 picks, had a great season. Got a big deal from Denver. Left the amazing situation he was in over in Minnesota, as Darnold did. Went to Denver. Never reached that level of success. Now, I think Sam Darnold's a more talented QB than Case Keenum. But I also look at Seattle, and I look at the fact that I think the Niners will be back. And I think the Niners will be kind of controlling that division this year. And I think that this thing will line up perfectly for Milroe. Darnold goes out, doesn't play good enough to be viewed as, you know, the future of the franchise anymore. Because he's young enough where if things go right, he could go out and probably be the QB for a long time there. He's young enough still to do that. I just think that Milroe comes in, he'll take over after a year, and they'll spend the offseason adding offensive pieces because it's going to be clear that they'll need them.
Yeah.
And Miller will take over after having learned for a year, after having developed in that offense for a year. I'm sure the teammates will love him. I'm sure the coaching staff will love him. That's just the nature of Miller.
Sure.
And hey, we know what happened last time Seattle took QB in the third round, right?
Yeah, you're looking at my notes there. You were going Sam Darnold. I'll go the opposite end of the coin. You're going the Sam Darnold Minnesota connection. We'll just look at the other end of the coin. Seattle's third round draft picks and signing NFC North quarterbacks to big deals. In 2012, they signed Matt Flynn to a 3-year deal, $20.5 million. That's insane how low that is in 2012. $20.5 million for 3 years to be the starting quarterback. They draft somebody named Russell Wilson in the third round. And by the end of fall camp, Russell Wilson is the starter and Matt Flynn's contract is cut, gone. Can Jalen Miller take this job by camp? Can we repeat 2012?
I don't think so.
Because, come on, Seattle's trying it right here. They're seeing the contract, the rookie contract. They say, oh, third round pick. If Jalen can be, you know, serviceable. We can spend all this money elsewhere. We can go get big time wide receiver, big time defensive presence, whatever we want to do.
Look, obviously contracts have inflated a lot since 2012, but $100 million is very different than 21.
Yes, Sam Darnold's quarterback this year.
I don't see any universe where.
Well, okay, well, but do you like the fit with Jalen Milroe? That's the bottom line, and that's where we're going to leave it.
Absolutely love it. I think he's in a great spot, and I will absolutely be tuning in to Seahawks games anytime the Giants aren't on when Jalen Milroe is the QB of that team.
All right, here's where I want to spin this, and tie Shadur into here. Everybody made it such a big deal about Shadur Sanders this weekend, and oh my gosh, oh, he should have been drafted top five, first round pick. What you saw with Jalen Milroe and with Shadur Sanders was a very interesting contrast to me. Extremely interesting contrast to me. At the end of the season, season's over, Alabama has lost the Capital One Bowl, whatever it was, Outback Bowl, whatever it was, to Michigan.
Rely Plus.
Thank you. Yep. All the sponsors get lost in my brain. You lose to Michigan, and Colorado, they lost a bowl game too, right? Yeah. So the season's over, and at the end of the year, it's like, okay, well, Shadur is a first-round pick, and Jalen Milroe, you're a tweener. We don't know what you are. Maybe you're a first-round pick. Maybe you're a fifth-round pick. We don't know what you are. We don't know, but your skill set's unique, and it's fun. We like it. It's enough to intrigue us. The season ends, and you get the opportunity to go to the Senior Bowl. You get the opportunity to go to the East-West Shrine Bowl. You get the opportunity to go to the Combine. You get the opportunity to host Pro Days. You get the opportunity to go to private workouts. And let's just look what Jalen did. Jalen was at the Senior Bowl.
He was.
Jalen went to the Combine. He and did. Got measured. He didn't throw at the combine, did he? He did. He did. He did throw at the combine. It was a big deal. Well. Yeah, it was a whole big deal. I remember that. Yeah. Throws at the combine, participates, goes through many private workouts. We talked about it many different times on the show. Saints, Rams, Seahawks, Steelers. I mean, he was working out with pretty much anybody that would invite him. He would go. Jalen Milroe is a very personable person. Extremely. Every time I've ever spoke to him has treated me like I'm a human being, and like whatever question I have for him is worthy of his time and answers it whether he thinks it is or not. And I admit sometimes it wasn't worthy of his time. But Jalen always treated me and my colleagues very well, like good people.
Very, very quick interruption to this.
Sure.
Did you hear what Jalen Milroe getting asked about things he could get better at? Have you heard that whole interaction?
No, but go ahead, because you're probably playing in my lane here.
I am. This fully ties in, and this is an incredible, absolutely incredible soundbite. So he's meeting with the team. We don't know which one. And he was asked what he could do to get better. Miro's response was, how much time do you have? He proceeds to tell the team everything he's working on at the moment, and whoever was interviewing said, are you, like, concerned about pointing out these weaknesses? Like, don't you think that could concern us? His response, this direct quote, you should be concerned with any guy who comes in this room who hasn't played a down of NFL football and doesn't tell you who he has weaknesses or that he isn't working with them. Plus, it's an insult because that means he doesn't think you know how to watch film. That's his response.
That's a great response. And this exactly ties in. Yeah. Jalen plays the game exactly the way you have to play the game from the end of the year to draft night. Period. I mean, look, you're looking at, is it a conspiracy against Shadur? No, it's not any conspiracy against Shadur. It's not because the people don't like Deion. It's not because he's got confidence. It's not because he's black. I mean, it's not. It's because he did not play the game. You can do this if you're a cornerback, if you're a generational cornerback. In the 90s, where it doesn't matter as much. Yeah, man, go out there, cover that guy, shut up. We don't care about your attitude. We've had enough. Just go cover him, and the other 10 of us will worry about the rest of the defense. You're talking about a quarterback. You're talking about the leader of the team. You're talking about the engine of the offense. Sure, it's the offensive line, but the brain of the offense, the decision maker of the offense, controlling where the ball goes, when it goes there, how frequently it goes there, how fast we go, how attentive we are as a group to details. I'm just highly aggravated over the weekend of, well, it's a conspiracy. Oh, it's this, it's that. No. Jalen Hurts plays the game, and look, this is all about, this whole three-month process is all about, are you going to be a good soldier? Because you're going to get asked to do things in the NFL that you don't want to do. Will you do it willingly? Will you, you know, how invested are you to the process? Who are you underneath the pads? That's what these three months have been about. We have seen the film. We know you're good. Why is Tyler Booker get drafted 12 overall despite the 3 months of athletic testing saying, oh, he may not be a good athlete? Because he is A+ on film and in the classroom and in the meeting rooms. He is, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Whatever, what time do I need to be there? I'll be there 10 minutes earlier. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. And, oh, cool, my switch is flipped on every time you ask me to flip it on. Like, people made such a huge deal. Oh, and Mel, I'm sorry, Mel, you got to be off the, you're fired. I'm sorry. You're fired from the NFL coverage. We should have fired you when you put Mitchell Trubisky in 2017 over Watson and Mahomes. Thank you for selling me a dream, but you're fired.
Don't forget about all the Lamar stuff you said too.
So it's flabbergasting. Jalen Hurts goes to the senior. It was quick. I accepted my invitation to the Senior Bowl, and what does he do? Goes down to the Senior Bowl, works out as well as he can. Yes, sir. Oh, this is it's an offense that he's never seen before. They never see him. It is basically, hey, let's install an offense in a week on the fly for a game on Saturday. Can you handle it? Let's test you out. Let's see how you handle it, how you operate. Like, it is a great simulation of really NFL life, because here's your new game plan on a Sunday, Monday, and can you absorb, implement it on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and can you execute it on a Saturday? Well, Sunday in the NFL. We're talking about the Senior Bowl. Jalen goes and does it, and of course, I can vividly remember the Twitter clips of Jalen missing throws at the Senior Bowl. Oh, is Jalen not as good as people think? Who cares? He kept playing the game the right way off the field during the 3 months. Yeah, he missed throws at the Senior Bowl. Goes to the combine, measures his hands. His hands are 9 3/8. Oh, is that small? Goes to pro day. His hands are 10.5 inches. What happened to his hands? Well, maybe they measured him wrong at one place or the other. Like, you got to go do the game. You got to go to the interviews. You got to go to the workouts. You got to say yes, sir. You got to go onto the whiteboard and be prepared. And I promise you, Jalen Milroe was prepared. Jalen Milroe goes into the interviews and says, Seattle Seahawks, well, you got these guys. He's not asking, what running backs do you got? You got Zach Charbonnet? Is Zach still on the team? He's going in there and saying, oh, you traded for Cooper Kupp. You signed Marquez Valdes-Scantling. You've got these two running backs. Maybe we could take one. You know, like, he's prepared. Everything we heard this week, you know, Shadur, oh, you know, whatever. You guys need me more than I need you. That is not true, bro. You're trying to get into an exclusive club. And what just drove me up the wall is, Theo, how do you not look at the 32 teams and say, you know, who needs a starting quarterback? Three of these teams need a starting quarterback? Man, how many of us quarterbacks are starting caliber? Two, three, four, maybe? So I'm competing with Jalen. I'm competing with Quinn Ewers. I'm competing with Jackson Dart. I'm competing with Cam Ward. And all these other jokers are going to the meetings. All the other jokers are going to the workouts. Are yes, sir, no, sir, no, sir. Or I don't know, maybe, yeah. Like, treating it like it's a daggum job interview. And we're going to sit here surprised that Cam Ward, Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe all go before him. Like, this is the what we were talking about last the 2 weeks ago when we did the Jalen Milroe debate. We kind of got heavy and we talked about staking your job on something. You don't stake your job on a quarterback who, by all accounts, is just not a very good teammate. And yeah. and then he shows you that he's not a good teammate and doesn't really care about this over the course of 3 months. What do you expect happens? I'm sorry, Theo. I'm landing the plane and getting out of here.
It's Bo Callahan draft day. That's yeah. That's what this is. Look, no player or no team did more research on any one player than the New York Giants did on Tredure Sanders. We wanted him to be a member of the New York Giants and RQB of the future. I have a friend, Danny, that I worked with at Fox Sports last summer, and he's a team videographer for Colorado, and he's texting me all throughout the season, all throughout the offseason. Yeah, your boys from the Giants are here with us again. We met with him so many times. We talked to him so much. And time again, he found a way to disappoint, to underwhelm, to be unprepared. I've seen people make some absurd comparisons trying to defend Shadur. One, and then this is like my last Giants reference of the video.
You're not bothering me, bro.
Eli Manning. People are like, oh, look, Eli like refused to go to the Chargers. Eli was talking negative about teams.
That's a terrible comparison.
It's a terrible comparison. I should not even have to bring this up. Nobody should have ever had this thought cross their mind. The other one, Baker Mayfield and Johnny Manziel. They're saying, oh, look at these guys. Like, their attitudes didn't stop them from being first round. Was Baker refusing to meet with teams? Was he openly bad-mouthing stuff? Was he blaming stuff on teammates? No. He was, yeah, he was a little arrogant in college. There's nothing wrong with a QB being arrogant. A lot of the great QBs are. If Shadur Sanders was just a little overconfident, that wouldn't lead to him being a fifth-round draft pick. Mm. It would not. What led to this fall, what led to really an absolutely unprecedented thing that from I haven't seen a guy fall this much. Have you, Joe?
But here's the deal. It's not a fall. That's the problem. Oh, he slipped in the draft. You did this to yourself. No, he was properly evaluated. He was evaluated by 32 teams. 32 teams that hate the other 31. Seriously. That will do anything to cut the guts out of the other 31. Look, we don't have to get into the NFL has signed this domestic violence abuser. The NFL has overlooked this guy who's got the crime. That guy who's got the crime. Like, real crime. They overlook it, right? They evaluated him and thought, you will not help my football team, at least right here in the first round, second round, third round, fourth round. And look, Browns probably got strong-armed into that pick by their owner is what really seems to, like, you don't draft Dylan Gabriel two rounds earlier just to draft Shadur Sanders in the fifth round. Like, he did not slide. They looked at the tape over 4 years. You got 2 years of tape at Jackson State, which is good tape, but against terrible competition. Yeah. Okay, fine. You go to Colorado, you got average tape last year against better competition, a little better tape this year, sure, against better and I'll give you the grace. You ain't got no running game. I don't have a little offensive line. All right, we can play that game and give you the grace, but go to the Senior Bowl. Go to the workouts. Go to the interviews. Go do the things that all the other top quarterback prospects are doing, and then tell me you slide. You didn't do this stuff. And so you got picked appropriately.
There is no way that as an NFL GM, I would draft a player who refused an interview with my team.
None.
And you're fully right. Like, fourth round picks are not insanely valuable. So many teams would have taken a flyer on Shadur in the third, fourth round. If he just maintained and held himself like a normal NFL draft prospect. He is, objectively speaking, a more talented football player than Tyler Shough.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
No one in the world should try to deny that statement. There is a reason that Tyler went two rounds ahead of Shadur.
All right, let's table this unless you got any more on Jalen Milroe or Shedeur Sanders.
No, I feel great about what we said. I think we hit it right on the head, really.
All right, we're going to keep going with the next Alabama player. But before we go, Warren Tyron Auto, they've been a Tuscaloosa and University of Alabama staple since 1961. They're in their third generation of family ownership. Warren Tyre is the go-to place for all your automotive needs. Now with two great locations to better serve you, for tires, brakes, and alignment, you can reach out to 15th Street and call them at 205-759-5505. For all your other automotive needs, you can find them on University Boulevard. Call them there at 205-758-2739. They've got two great locations to get you in and out and back on the road. Two locations in iconic parts of Tuscaloosa, the 15th Street location, right in the shadow of Bryant-Denny Stadium. You can get your tires, brakes, and alignment done right there. The University Boulevard location, right in between the Nukes and the hospital, right next to campus. So very, very convenient for you for all your oil changes, your front end work, everything that you might need, you can find at University Boulevard.
I will be there for an oil change in the next month.
Make sure you call them.
I will.
205-758-2739. Warren Tire and Auto, proud part of the Joe Gaither Show, and we so appreciate them sponsoring the program. All right, big dog. We spent a lot of time on the third round. And I put out a poll after Jalen got selected, who's going to be the next Alabama player picked? And it was tongue-in-cheek by putting James Burnup into that group. You had Q Robinson, Malachi Moore, and I cannot remember who the other one that I picked Tim Smith. But it was Q Robinson next, which did surprise me a little bit. 130. Well, no. Okay, these are backwards.
It was Malachi.
Was at 130, and Q is at 134. All right, so let's go with Malachi with the Jets. Really? Theo, with these back end guys, these fourth, fifth, sixth rounders, Malachi, Q Robinson, Robbie Hoods, Tim Smith, even James Burnup, James going as an undrafted free agent to the Saints. I'm not sure what their impact is going to be. Now, thrilled for all of them to get drafted, thrilled for them to get their contracts. But I don't envision long careers for Malachi, for Q, for Tim Smith. And maybe you could say, oh, Joe, you're just a hater. Okay, that's fine. I envision them cashing out these contracts. These are three-year contracts, right? These are four-year contracts. And I think it's going to be difficult for this group of Alabama players to get a second contract.
I agree. I think Malachi certainly has the best chance in my eyes.
Sure.
First of all, the New York Jets are not great at evaluating talent.
Jets.
So Malachi going to the Jets is not the best. I could make Jets jokes for hours. I'm sure you guys are tired of my New York thing by now. But Malachi will bring just such... He's like Milroe. All the stuff we say about Milroe, we can say about Malachi. The way that teammates love him, the way that he takes leadership roles.
Does Malachi go a lot earlier with the game we just played with Jalen? Jalen does the pre-draft stuff. Malachi did not do the pre-draft stuff. Not out of I'm an arrogant turd, out of I'm hurt. He had what? Sports hernia, I believe is what it was. Sports hernia injury and surgery, and thus did not really participate in a lot of the pre-draft stuff. I did interview. Hey, yes, sir. I'm Malachi Moore. I know my role, that sort of thing. But never did any, didn't do any physical work. Am I undervaluing Malachi because he's drafted here at 130? Would he really have been a second or third round pick?
Look, any way you slice it, he's far from a perfect NFL prospect. With that being said, I do absolutely agree that he probably could have been a day two pick. It's unfortunate to have the injury. I don't know what he can do at the NFL level. I don't know enough about him as a prospect. I also don't know enough about just how defensive backs are evaluated in general, admittedly. I have to imagine that he will definitely contribute in certain packages this year.
Arwad says the Jets depth chart. as follows. Where are you at, Malachi? Malachi has the second string now, strong safety. You got their their defensive backs are Sauce Gardner, You got the other Malachi, Michael Carter, nickel corner, Braden Stevens, boundary corner. Andre Cisco and Tony Adams are your starting safeties.
Tony Adams is a very solid piece. I do remember him standing out in the past.
It looks like they signed Andre Cisco from Jacksonville.
That defensive, that secondary is worse than I thought it was, honestly. I kind of envisioned the Jets having more. There's definitely room for Malachi to contribute there. Okay. I have no doubt about that.
All right, great. We love it. We love it. I don't really have a ton on the rest of these guys. Q Robinson going to the Broncos. You want to say anything about him?
Well, that Broncos defense is awesome. They are loaded. They are very, very talented. And it's going to be a dogfight to get any kind of playing time there. With that being said, I mean...
Dang, they've already listed him as the third string outside linebacker.
Jonathan Cooper has that starting job on lock, that's for sure.
Jonathan Cooper, Jonah Ellis ahead of him on the chart.
Although, I know he plays outside, right?
Yes.
Dre Greenlaw did get hurt. I wonder, like, maybe if someone has to move from the outside to the inside, maybe he...
You're not moving Q Robinson, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Jonah Ellis, I don't know. Maybe he's a guy that rotates. Maybe Q moves up. Because that Dre Greenlaw injury does look kind of substantial from what I've heard.
I didn't realize they signed Funga from the 49ers.
Yeah, they feisted. That is such a good unit.
That guy's amazing.
He is.
And they drafted Jahdae Barron from Texas. They're going to be hard to throw on. Pat Surtain. I saw a draft analyst said the first step to being a good team is making one of your units great. And they used the Broncos drafting Jahdae Barron. They might have used Bears drafting Colson Loveland is part of their argument. Just loading up an extra unit. So, All right, Q goes to the Broncos. What else happened for us? Robbie Oates drafted to the Seahawks.
Nora, I'm excited for that.
Oof.
I made a tweet over the weekend that I thought was going to perform really well. I was very proud of my insight.
Oh, do I need to go and like it and get it moving?
I think you were one of like the two people who liked it.
Oh, gosh.
It did not get a lot of traction, but I remember Jim Nagy, the guy who was running the Senior Bowl. He's now the GM at Oklahoma football. He's also his brother. I'm sure you're a huge fan of, right?
His brother's not Matt Nagy.
Wait, really?
No.
Now I feel like casual for that one. Really?
No.
I just natural. I don't know a lot of people with that last name.
No, he is.
They are not related.
No. Keep going.
Okay, so pretend that didn't happen, but he was an area scout covering the Southeast for Seattle for 5 years. He's a very respected guy. I wonder if he had any pull, because what he tweeted was that he thinks Robbie Oates is one of the few draftable prospects at fullback. Robbie Oates has talked at length about loving playing fullback, about fully embracing it, about being ready. And he's just such a good utility piece. I think he will have a spot on that team, especially if Milroe ever gets the job.
He's much more than just a fullback to me. I saw the tweets of, oh, the Seahawks got a fullback. And it's like, yeah, you did.
I mean, we called them, what, a Swiss Army knife in the article, right? That's probably the only way to do him justice.
I think so, too. And then Tim Smith finished up in pick number 190 with the Indianapolis Colts. And this reminds me very much of, what, 2009-10 of the Colts drafting Josh Chapman. And, you know, Josh Chapman was never an NFL All-Pro, but Chap cashed two contracts, maybe three. I know it was at least one. I know he got re-signed once at least by the Colts, and now he's with obviously Alabama Strength and Conditioning. This just reminds me of that. Not the same player. Definitely not the same player. Obviously, Josh Chapman, more of a nose tackle, and Tim Smith, defensive end type, defensive tackle type. I think it's going to work out fine, but I just don't see him becoming, oh, wow, Tim Smith, superstar for the Colts.
I'm still taken aback by the fact that Jim and Matt Nagy are not related.
Not everybody with the same. How are you related to every Fernandez on the planet?
This is the last name I've never heard outside of football. And the two people okay.
Are you related to them? The two people that you know?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've never heard the name Nagy outside of football, you know? So, okay, that's on me then. But back to Tim Smith, I agree.
I'm not related to every Gaither. You know, there's a linebacker, Omar Gaither, that played for the Eagles and all kinds of. Not related to him.
Not related. Nope. You don't have the NFL genes?
Don't think so. Don't think so.
I wish it worked. I wish I could be related to every Fernandez. Probably a lot of good genes in the family then. But I do agree that I think Tim Smith can be a contributor. Again, it's just so much of that. It's just no way to forecast what a day three pick is going to do.
All right, so your UDFAs are as follows: Graham Nicholson, Nealon Hibbett, James Burnup, and CJ Dupree. Now, CJ Dupree being a UDFA surprised me a bit because I think that CJ Dupree is an underrated tight end. Will he be a superstar in the league? Will he be on your fantasy football team? No, but I do think he's going to be serviceable. Signs a UDFA deal with the Patriots. James Burnup signing UDFA with the Saints. I think that about does it. I don't really see Graham Nicholson or Nealon Hibbett. Excuse me, got my names backwards there. I don't really see either of those guys signing UDFA deals. Now, Nealon Hibbett, long snapper, could just because of the way that long snappers go. But I think that Alabama, pretty good little draft weekend, Theo.
I would agree with that. Really nothing else to add. Nealon Hibbett, would love to see him make a team, but I'm sure he has a very successful life lined up outside of football with just all the incredible stuff he's done off the field anyway.
Oh, yeah. He's a big TikTok star, isn't he?
He is.
Very singer. Good,
musician, too. Yeah.
Okay.
He can come back and keep coaching the sorority girls up. Those videos are awesome.
Maybe I'm saying, yeah, tell me, tell the boomers.
So Nealon Hibbett,
tell the boomers, because I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, wow. I just know he's on TikTok and I know he's a musician. So there's my context.
Whole TikTok was just him. I think it started with him coaching his girlfriend's sorority team.
Okay.
And it would just be
like
him
in football.
Yeah. Like intramural football that they play out by the rec at Alabama here. And it's just him like yelling, like berating these girls anytime they mess up. Like,
he's going Nick Saban on
him? Oh, like, that's why your ex-boyfriend left you. Like, comments, like, it's awesome.
Oh.
He's coaching them like a real coach. It's those very, very fun content. Check out Nealon Hibbett's TikTok.
All right, send me one today because I had no idea.
I'm not on TikTok anymore, actually, but I will.
Good for you. I'll find a video. No, don't get back on it. It's the devil. Don't get back on it.
It is the devil.
It'll suck your soul away.
It will, and it has. Do not stay away.
All right, so I'm ready to table the draft unless you want to talk about any other prospects. Actually, I saw something interesting about the 2026 draft, but I feel like it's too premature to get into. Do anything else on the draft this weekend?
I have nothing. I think I've gotten it all out of my system.
Any more Giants talk?
No, I'll hold off. I'll save it for September.
There you go. All right, so Warren Tyron Auto. Actually, no, why don't we play our video package and we'll keep the program going.
So my name is Russ Warren, and I'm one of the owners here at Warren Tire. We started in 1961. My granddad on University Boulevard, so we've been kind of a staple here in the Tuscaloosa and the University of Alabama community since then. And so thankful to be in the third generation. And we have two locations now in Tuscaloosa. We're right here at the 15th Street location right now, where we just do tires, brakes, and alignments mostly here. Our university location does oil changes, engine work, air conditioning work, front end work, the whole nine yards. And so any of our two locations, you can come check us out.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
And we're having a lot of fun in the Derek Daniels State Farm Studios. We're so proudly sponsored by Warren Tire and Auto. We appreciate everybody who's jumping in on the comment section at Joe Gaither 6 on the Bama Central Facebook and YouTube channel, or joining us on the voicemail line at 205-462-7340, extension 800. I should probably load the voicemail that I have because I know my man Dax called and left us a great voicemail over the weekend. Oh, shoot, I couldn't save it because I didn't do that properly. So give me just a second and I'll save that. Theo, as I set this up, why don't we talk about what happened over the weekend? The transfer portal window officially closing on what, Friday night, Saturday day or so, somewhere in that, you know, gray area. The official transfer portal window is closed. And no one, not a single scholarship player. Unbelievable. The only SEC school to not have a scholarship player enter the transfer portal window. You want to bitch about 9-4? I want to say hush your mouth and celebrate this win. Because this win, oh, it is in modern college football, in where we are right now, to not lose a single player to did you listen to Nick Saban over the weekend of draft year? Who was it? West Virginia offensive lineman, somebody, Virginia Tech, somebody in that area, offensive lineman, gets drafted, and Nick Saban goes, man, we tried to get him in the portal every year. That dude never went in the portal. So Nick Saban told everybody that Alabama was tampering. So let's just, you know, follow that track down the line. Surely the Crimson Tide roster was tampered with this spring by name your coach. I don't care, and I'll agree with you. That coach tampered with the Alabama roster. Sure, but the Alabama roster did not go in the portal. I'm flabbergasted, Theo.
It's truly incredible. And yeah, we should celebrate this win because it is such.
It's bigger than an Iron Bowl.
That's a bold one. But no, to your point, it is such a great reflection on the job that DeBoer and the entire coaching staff have done. Wow. And you made the analogy a week ago that, like, I wonder if they had all the Caden Proctors and Bernards talk about what life is like at other schools. It might have actually happened. Something incredible had to be going on that practice field, in those locker rooms, to make sure that nobody left the team.
I mean, I'm sure they're getting compensated financially, but everything that we've heard for the last 5 years about Alabama's financial status makes me think that there's no way that they just said, 10% more for everybody if you don't go in the portal. That's not the way that, I mean, maybe it did, but like,
there are a lot of guys.
That's way more nuanced than that.
A lot of guys turned down bigger offers.
Yes.
There's no way around that. Think about how many, like, mid-tier, like, I don't know, Big Ten, ACC schools would love to have an Alabama backup on their team. Would offer them more money and a starting role.
Didn't Nitro Tuggle go to Purdue? The Georgia boy went to Purdue. Nitro Tuggle transfers to Purdue. He flirted with the transfer portal in December, stayed at Georgia, and then goes in the portal in the spring and gets himself a nice little deal to go to Purdue. Former four-star recruit, okay, hasn't really done anything at Georgia, but was supposed to be a bad dude.
Like, I mean, he was a bad dude off the field.
Oh, was he?
Let's just say he took the nitro in his name a little too literally.
Oh, was he? He was one of the fast drivers. He was. I mean, okay.
They're
all fast drivers. Yeah. None of them know how to drive. Okay, that's fine. Point being, like, you've got a third, fourth, maybe first. I don't know where Nitro was on the depth chart. He might have been first, second, third string. Whatever. Pick a place. Purdue says, "We want you. Here's the money. We got you." That didn't happen to Jalen Hale. That didn't happen to Ryan Williams. That didn't happen to Jeremy Bernard. I don't care. Pick any receiver. It didn't happen to him. Hey, buddy, we'll give you the money. And they said, I like Kalen DeBoer's offense. I like Ryan Grubb's offense. One of these three quarterbacks I like, maybe all three of them. I don't know. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. But like something about the program, they said, you know what? Whatever money you're offering me, hypothetical XYZ school, I like Alabama. We're going to stay here. And I am seriously moved by this, Theo.
I am too. And you talk about, because receiver is a position where, yeah, it's very understandable why so many of those guys transfer. Like for Jalen
Hale.
One football. And Cole Adams to both stay, knowing that at best they're fighting for wide receiver 4. Right? Like barring an injury, they're not jumping that. It's actually incredible. It really is. That so many guys are so bought in. And look, I mean, obviously this means that, yeah, we're going to have guys who return who are probably going to be a little underwhelmed by the role they have on the team. But the fact that they're willing to take that risk, knowing what Alabama's building, feeling good enough about it to pass up more money, guaranteed roles elsewhere, I am beyond impressed.
From our friend Nick Kelly at AL.com, SEC scholarship players who have entered the transfer portal this spring per team. Alabama, 0. We're celebrating that today. LSU, 1. Florida and Texas A&M both had 2. Georgia and Texas both had 4. Oklahoma had 5. They ended up getting their 5-star defensive tackle back. Auburn, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vanderbilt all had 6 players. Arkansas and Missouri, 7. Kentucky and Mississippi State, 8. And the Ole Miss Hottie Toddy Rebels, hashtag transfer to the SIP, saw 9 players transferring out of their program. This is Nick as of noon on Saturday.
What is going on up in North Tupelo, Mississippi?
No, I don't want to say that anything's going on at any of these other schools. It's just normal life. Look at the transfer portal. Look at the way, I mean, 1,000 kids go in the portal. Nothing's going on at Ole Miss or Kentucky or Arkansas or any of these schools with a lot of transferees. That's what's normal. What's not normal is what's happened here. And that's what I want to hypothesize why. The only answer that we're being given is culture, belief. We've made the relationships. Coach Kalen DeBoer is a relationship master. I mean, he was saying it from the moment he arrived last spring. I want to get to know these guys. I want them to know that I care about them. We're all about relationships. XYZ, ABC, yada, 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 right answer. And here we are 12 months later. That right answer has yielded 0 departures.
Joe, do we have any media availability before summer practices, or are we done?
No, we're done until if he's on the Nick Saban schedule, he'll do a couple golf appearances before SEC media days. We'll do the region's traditions. So there'll be a couple of scrums, but very few. And then we'll get SEC media days.
Because I'm really excited to hear more about just how we pulled this off. Because it's pure speculation from us right now, really. But I'm, again, as I've said many times, very, very impressed with the job that DeBoer did.
All right, I think I've got this ready for us. Dax's voicemail. Dax called on the voicemail line. You can call at 205-462-7340. Let's hear what Dax has to say.
What up? It is Dax. Again, I appreciate y'all thinking about me the past week. It really meant a lot to me. So I'm going to start this voicemail off with saying, Jalen Milroe has got me very intrigued to see how he is going to do with the Seahawks. I think as long as he gets to sit for at least a year, maybe 2, this man could do some really good things in the NFL. He's just got to slide in, work really well behind Sam Darnold, hopefully. Milroe could do really good things. Now on to the meat of the voicemail. It is officially the dead period. Now that the draft is done, there is no more football going on until fall camp.
How will you spend your dead period? Because he's right. We are now in the middle of the ocean, the calm waters, no wind.
Get ready to learn a lot about Alabama baseball, Joe.
Oh, no!
We're on the schedule to go to Hoover together in a couple weeks.
I'm just going to eat.
Well, now you got me hungry the way you described it last week because it sounds incredible. And Alabama baseball sweep of Missouri, that's where all my eggs are right now.
All right.
I mean, watching the NBA playoffs.
We'll hear how Dax is getting through his dead period.
Let's hear.
So it is time for Dax's position grades post-spring. Yeah. Now, all of these grades are liable to change, obviously. They're all going to have a quote inside them. We're going to start with quarterbacks. For the quarterbacks, I'm going to give it a B. We have, no information to go off of. All we know is that Ty is holding off Austin McKeelan. He's just doing what he can not to lose the job. That's what I've gathered. We'll give it a B. Running back.
He clearly didn't watch or read our charting every QB throw during A-Day if he thinks we got no information. But no, he's fully right. We know very little.
They're hiding everything with the quarterbacks. Yeah. B is probably what they want you to give. Uh-huh. Everybody got a B, and Dax is right. I think that pretty good. We'll see. Keep going on the next position group for Dax. Oh, I just messed up.
You know, Melrow could do really good things. Now on to the meat of the voicemail. It is officially the dead period now that the draft is done.
Apologies again to Dax because we are out of Bama in the NBA updates. Nothing. No one's doing anything.
So it is time for Dax's position grades post spring. Now all of these grades are liable to change. Obviously, they're all going to have a quote inside of them. We're going to start with quarterbacks. For the quarterbacks, I'm going to give them. I'm going to give it a B. We have, like, no information to go off of. All we know is that Ty is holding off Austin McKeelan. He's just doing what he can not to lose the job. That's what I've gathered. So give it a B. Running back, also no information, but I'm going to go C+. We literally have nothing to go on with the running backs. Offensive line.
Running back C+. Theo, react.
That sounds a little harsh to me, honestly.
Well, maybe, but let me ask you. What is Jam Miller? What is he?
A solid running back.
Sure. But Jam, I mean, leaves a little something to be desired. We'll say that. I'm not going to say he's bad by any means, but I'm thinking about him in context with the other Alabama running backs we have seen over the last 15 years. And Jam seems like Jag. Just a guy. I don't know if he's Najee Harris type, Josh Jacobs type.
Yes, agreed.
Don't know if he's TJ Yeldon type, Eddie Lacy type, but any of those guys.
I think AK Deer is at that level, though.
I don't write any notes. Are you in my brain?
No. Great minds think alike, right?
Okay. Yeah. So I'm with him on C+. I think that there's a big time question mark at running back. You lose Justice Haynes, who was also a question mark and did not run with any toughness last year. I think you've got a lot of talent there, but you need to see some stuff. Let's hear his offensive line.
I believe it is going to be better than last year, but I'm also going to give them a B, all with an asterisk. Like, all of these very liable to change. Once we know anything. Wide receiver.
Offensive line, he says B, with an asterisk, subject to change.
I think that I can live with a B there. I think that's a very fair assessment. You know, you have an absolute game wrecker in Caden Proctor. And then you have some question marks. How good is Will Conformby going to be? A bunch of speculation at other parts of the line. I think a B is fair.
I think a B is fair as well. I think there's a high potential to score even better, but I'm slow in my role because the last handful of years I've been really, this offensive line is going to be great, and they've turned out to be bleh. So I don't want to get too up on this year's offensive line.
Receivers, however, that's an A. Could be an A+ by the end of the year. I cannot wait to see how they do. Tight end?
Wide receiver should be an A+.
Yeah.
I don't see how it, after not losing anything with that talent, if there's one position that should be an A+, it's the receiver position.
Yeah, I agree with you there because you bring back your two best players on the offense last season. Yeah, I'm not saying Caden or – yeah, I think your two best players on the offense return. I think A+ is probably about right, especially with adding Lotzier and Derek Meadows. Good gosh. Here we go, tight ends for Dax.
We also don't know. Like we got two new transfers. Freaking Samarco and Brody. We hardly know anything. And then on to the defense.
All right. Did he say B for tight ends? He said we didn't know, which I agree with. But do we not know? Josh Cuevas is, we know what he is. He's a good tight end. Yeah. He's a good receiver.
Well, a big part of it is we don't need our tight ends to be anything besides blockers. Like, seriously.
Okay.
I don't think we need much.
So. I need a safety net.
Yeah.
Which Josh Cuevas can be.
He can be. And this guy we picked up.
No, sure. I don't think either. I don't think either the tight ends we got. I think both the tight ends we just got from the transfer portal will combine for less than 7 receptions next year.
Wow. You see, that I was thinking the same thing.
Each of them will have 3.
I looked at what he did. I looked at some of his film. Like, he moves solid.
Sure.
He's nothing but a safety net, but I think he can be a safety net when needed. I'd put it at a C for tight ends. I don't see much, but.
All right, let's keep
going. I think you're a little too low on that.
All right, that's cool. That's cool. Dax is grading the entire team, and we appreciate him doing that on the voicemail line. You can be like Dax. We encourage you. Dax is the king of spring because he's got the voicemail title, 205-462-7340, extension 800. If you want to challenge him for the king of spring title, I don't think any of y'all do, though, because he's got it unlocked.
They're getting an A. They're going to be better than last year. 100%.
Defensive backs, A.
Linebackers, I'll give them a B. Side the line. Not much information to go on there either.
Now, linebackers, he goes B. I've got a lot of question marks at linebacker. He can be a B. It can be an A, probably. Mm-hmm. But what happens if Deontay Lawson is not close to Deontay Lawson? What happens if... I got a lot of question marks at inside linebacker. I got a lot. And not as much on the edge, but just more on the inside.
I don't think there's a way that we could overcome Deontay Lawson being anything less than a star, if that makes sense. Like, I think all our eggs are kind of in that basket.
I mean, that'd be the preferred plan. That'd be the preferred plan. But I think that you're grooming these freshmen and sophomores, your QB Reese's, your Abdul Carters, you're grooming them to come along. You went out and got Nakai Hill Green because I think you knew you needed some insurance. Justin Jefferson, his injury in spring is not going to be a big deal for fall. Maybe it's my own trepidation. We keep going here with Dax grading the Alabama football team after spring.
Defensive line is going to be better than last year, I'll tell you that much.
Mm-hmm.
The pass rush will actually come into play, I believe. Like, all we can do is get better in that position. And then the safety. Along with the defensive backs, but it's going to be way better than last year. Like, way better. I just cannot wait to see how fall camp really improves this entire team. Because I pretty much think we're better at every position than we were last year. I think the floor, honestly, this year, floor 9-3, and that's if we, I don't think we're definitely not going 9-3. But that's like the floor. The ceiling is definitely an undefeated run. I would love to see DeBoer year 2 hoist that national championship above his head. Oh, that'd be sweet. But those are my post spring grades. All of them very liable to change. This team is very moldable still. It's DeBoer's second year, so let's see what happens in real time.
There we go. That's Dax joining us on the voicemail line. You can too. 205-462-7340 extension 800. Theo, thoughts?
Getting better at every position, you think about that.
Do you believe that?
My first thought was, no way, that's a crazy statement. And now I'm thinking about it a little. It's not insanely far-fetched to say, although I will say that I think without Haynes, the running backs, I don't know if that improved. I think that we are undoubtedly a better football team. I kind of agree with the 9-3 is the floor statement. Definitely overly optimistic takes, but
we're not as good at tight end. I'm settled there. I'm still thinking in my head. Keep going.
Yeah, I'd agree with that one. I think
We're better at tackle.
We are. We're definitely.
I don't know if we're as good. I don't know if we're as good at guard. Sorry. Losing Tyler and whatever you replace him with is. You're better at center. One more year, Parker. I think that it's really hard pressed to say you're better at quarterback. You could be. You could be.
Could be.
You really, really could be. Go ahead.
Fully out of left field here. Did you see the report that apparently like a ton of Alabama skill position players would have transferred if Milroe stayed?
Yes. Would you like my thoughts on that?
I would, because I'm very curious.
I think that there is some truth to it, but I also think that there's a lot of hooey in there too, because here's what I think happened. I mean, Jalen leaves and you still lost Kendrick Law. You still lost Kobe Prentice.
Oh, yeah.
You still lost Kobe Prentice. You still lost Kendrick Law. You still lost. I mean, you can go down the list. How many wide receivers did you lose anyways? You lost a handful of them. Jalen goes to the NFL, and Jeremy and Ryan never go in the portal. My thought is that a scout heard this from a Kendrick Law type or someone who did go in the portal. Heard this from someone. I definitely think a scout heard this. But I think a scout heard this and told this to, is this Tom Pelissero? Is that who wrote it?
I forget. It might have been.
It told this to the writer. But you're getting one perspective. So it's like this. It's like, Theo, you're Kendrick Law, and I am a reporter, or I'm a scout. Hey, Kendrick, obviously, you're at Kentucky now. You're not getting ready for the NFL draft. But I asked, hey, how was the year last year? Why'd you transfer to Kentucky? We're scouting you for next year, blah, 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 blah. And you just start popping off. You just start popping off whatever your grievances are of last year. You've heard Kendrick Law talking about, oh, they didn't keep me healthy last year. Okay, cool. You accept their grievances, but then you take that as fact. Well, one player told me that everybody was going to leave if Jalen didn't leave, so that's what I run with. I'm sure he heard it. Is that the perspective of everyone in the building? No. That's absurd.
Right. I'm glad you're on the same.
That's an absurd thing to think that's everyone's sentiment. I think it was definitely one or two or a couple of people's sentiments. I ain't coming back here if he's going to be the quarterback. Sure, I think it's fair. But I think that gets out there to one scout and it becomes, oh, well, everybody would have left. No, he's speaking for himself.
Yeah. Now, I don't think we're getting all those receivers back while also bringing in Isaiah Horton if he stays.
I do. Not,
you do?
I think Ryan wasn't ever leaving.
Oh, no, I don't think Ryan was ever leaving. I don't think Jeremy was leaving, but,
you're trying to say
Cole Adams or Jalen.
Right.
That we brought back everyone. That doesn't happen.
Right, I don't think that Jalen leaving for the NFL was why Cole Adams decided to stay.
No, yeah, right.
I think Cole Adams is dealing with an injury, knows he's going to get good treatment here, and has gotten developed already, and will continue to hope to get a good role here. No, I think that, yeah, I read that and I thought, I think that somebody's heard that from some one or two people and decided to make that a blanket thought. Everybody's going to leave. Man, you say a lot of hooey when you're drinking with your boys on a Friday night. Man, if Jalen comes back, you think about the wide receiver. If Jalen comes back, I'm gone, man. I'm gone. Like, I am not surprised that thought was probably spurted out there. But then you put the rubber to the road. Are you really going to leave? No, I don't think that's true.
Uh-huh. And I understand why a guy like Kendrick Law or Kobe Prentice would have negative things.
Sure.
You know, they expected bigger roles last year.
Man, you threw me off with that a little bit. Where was I before there?
We were talking about better at every position.
Oh, better at every position. Yeah. I think you're better at the defensive line. I think James Smith is going to be a monster this year. I think he's going to be a monster. And then you can put him in there with the second year of LT Overton, and you bring Kelby Collins. I think your defensive front is going to be not nice. Not nice to deal with. I don't think you're better at inside backer. You have the same exact players, but the injury to Deontay just makes me very, very, very nervous. And I'm saying this, I'll let you know, I'm saying this from biased personal perspective with a handful of knee injuries myself. Knee surgeries and knee injuries myself. Deontay Lawson is far, far, far more than any level of athlete that I ever was. So, like, the comparison is weak, but my own personal biases are influencing my thoughts with the inside linebacker. I'll tell you that. So I'm not sure if you're better there. You are 1,000% better at corner, just with the experience of Damani and the experience of Zabian compared to what they were last year. Duh. Yeah, that is a no-brainer.
What kind of contribution do you think we're getting out of Mincy this year?
A lot. A lot. I think Mincy's playing safe. I think it's going to be Sab. I think it's going to be Sab, Hubbard, and Mincy being your three safeties. And is that better than last year's Malachi, Sab, and who am I missing?
Who are you missing? Well, Hubbard was playing from
Hubbard moves in for pretty, Sab.
Yeah.
Malachi was already there. I'm missing somebody from last year's team, but it's okay.
Red Morgan? He was mixing in
a little, but who am I missing? It's going to drive me crazy. Deshaun Jones? No, that's not. He was a little bit. He was a little bit in that mixture too. You had the safety from Charlotte. You had the safety from Penn State as well. Regardless, I don't know if Mincy, Hubbard, and Sab are better than the trio of last year of Sab, Malachi Moore. No, I'm not sure. Are you finding my? Did you find my depth chart from last year?
I'm not seeing.
All right, so I just made it up. All right, good. So maybe they are better. Maybe they are better with the same players.
Can we go back to the defensive line 1 second?
Please.
What is Keon Keeley going to be for us?
I don't want to talk about it.
Because, I mean, look, we know how his career started here. But a guy that talented, who's still just a redshirt sophomore, what do you think? Like, can he be can he be something for us still?
Can he be something for us still? Yes.
Will he?
Not in 25.
Really? You don't think so?
I mean, gun to my head, no. Do I think it's possible? Yes. I think that you are really buried on a depth chart right now. I mean, type it in. Our Lads, Alabama. Alabama, Our Lads. Our Lads, Alabama gives you, I mean, where is he at? Right, exactly. Wow. He is down, baby. You've got right here at the bandit position, which is technically where he's lining up. LT Overton, Kelby Collins, and Jordan Renaud all in front of him. And I'll tell you, Jordan Renaud came on last year. You're not bumping LT Overton off the field unless it's rotation and I'm tired. You're putting Kelby Collins into the game a lot. I just don't see where you fit in. Look at the defensive end, basically not the nose tackle of Tim Smith, but James Smith has asserted himself. Sure, if he gets injured, that's going to be a question. But he's asserted himself. Edric Hill is a name you are hearing a lot, and you have also heard a lot about Steve. I already forgot how to properly say his name. Mbolo Mbuamua.
That'll be better than my attempt.
I'll have to think about it again because I looked it up last week. I just don't see where you fit in, my friend. Are you playing Wolf? You're not bumping Quay Russo. Quay Russo is a man. That is a monster. You're not getting a whole lot of love in front of Jamarion Latham either. You might be smarter player than Yanzi Pierre, but you're not more physically gifted than he is. I don't know. Like this, I still wouldn't count on him in 25. And so what you're worried about is him transferring out and becoming a monster in 26 as a redshirt junior.
Oh yeah.
For name your rival school X.
And then it becomes, oh, Alabama couldn't develop this.
Right. No, he is developing right now. Problem is you're developing in positions that are really, really loaded, and you might have to be patient to get on the field. And it's not because I think that Keon Keeley is a bad player, but who are you taking off the field?
Well, I mean, I would say that when you bring in a guy that highly rated, you're expecting probably to develop a little faster. Than
1,000%. Yes. Yeah. But who are you taking off the field here? I mean, pick one.
It can't be Russo or Latham.
No,
it cannot be.
You're not taking LT off the field.
I think You don't think he'd get Pierre's reps?
Sure, but think about Pierre's not getting a lot of reps either.
He's not getting a lot, yeah.
It's like, here's you 8% of the reps on the outside linebacker room. Okay.
Wow, yeah. I mean, there really is nowhere to go. And I didn't realize just how deep we were there until looking at this.
They go get Kelby Collins in the portal. And not only did I think it was a position of need, it shores up what you're doing with LT, gives him a little bit of kind of a safety net. But you always wanted him. Kelby Collins was a big-time recruit out of Alabama. And I think when you're able to get him back, and then you say, oh, you can help out Jordan. Like, I don't see where he gets on the field, is all.
Which is very understandable.
All right, Theo. Anything else we got for today? We've been running up at an hour 20. People are watching. People are listening. You want to talk about anything else before we say goodbye?
No, I think I've gotten to talk about everything that stuck out to me over the weekend, which is hard to do because it was such a
huge weekend.
One of my favorite weekends of the year, every single year.
So you Giants Super Bowl?
2028. Mind you, in 2021, the Oklahoma City Thunder finished 14 in the West. And I said 2025 NBA champions for my OKC Thunder. And look how that's playing out.
Can you talk? Can you like do a little future casting for the Chicago Bears, please?
I see a lot of 6-11 in your future.
Bro, the fan base is irate over the weekend. And I'm like, guys, I've got friends. I'll just finish with this. I've got friends who have lost their dang minds over the weekends. It's the worst franchise. I can't believe they didn't. Oh, they should have done. Oh, why did they do? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, brothers, we've been watching this team for how long? How old are we? We've been watching this team since 2001, 2002. This is a bad franchise. They're going to make bad decisions. I don't care what they draft anymore. Like, I'm not going to lose my brain over, oh, we didn't draft a running back. We traded down again. What are you doing? It's like, this is what bad franchises do. It's fine. It's just what happens. And when we get to the fall, if the team is bad, what in our lives has actually changed? Nothing. Nothing has changed. The team's always been bad. So, like, no reason to get upset. It's fine. They drafted who they drafted. They might help us. They might not. Whatever, guys. If the team is good this year, that's just a ray of sunshine in this life that is. I'm not going to lose my brain over them making bad decisions because what they always make bad decisions.
Joe, I have one final take that I feel like I need to get out there.
Go ahead. But you got to say goodbye to the people at the end.
Thanks for
listening. Yada, yada, yada. Follow us. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I got it. The Cleveland Browns were the only team to get an A-plus draft grade from Mel Kiper. And obviously Mel Kiper was going to, because sure, the Browns objectively had a great draft. I fully believe that.
I wish I had some Quinshon Judkins or Dylan Sampson. I'm serious about that.
Yeah. No, it, great moves. And to go... Like, what is Travis Hunter realistically going to change in Cleveland? You know what's going to change something for that franchise? An absolute beast who's going to be your starter on the inside for the next decade, which is what I fully believe Mason Graham is. And then you got what is probably going to be a top 10 pick next year from Jacksonville. I can't believe the Jaguars would give up that much to move up 3 picks. But if you're a Cleveland, I've seen a lot of Cleveland fans like be mad about why would we pass up on this generational everyone's a generational prospect. It's one of like those pet peeves of mine. There's a generational prospect every year. And I understand why you would be fired up about potentially getting this guy who looks like an absolute freak who can do everything. He's not going to change what's happening in Cleveland. And you know what? We said all the negative stuff about Shadur. Getting him in the 5th round, maybe he becomes something. I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. I'd feel great about myself right now. But I'm a Giants fan, and I also feel great about myself. So Basically, we're all just glad we're not the Chicago Bears. That'll do it for today's Joe Gaither Show. You good there, Joe? Have a great afternoon, everybody.
Thanks for joining us on today's edition of the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. Keep up with Joe on all his social media pages at JoeGaither6. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and be sure to read us daily at BamaCentral.com.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.